This is Hongwu, and today, rather than telling a well-written story, I would like to share some quick thoughts on... It's less than a story, but more like a replay psych of my fragmented memory. I've been watching Netflix, The Movies That Made Us. While not every film mentioned strikes a chord with me, but one title that does is the RoboCop. The movie takes me back to my earliest exposure to American culture, like know the cities of Detroit before I knew other well-known cities like New York, Washington, LA. So it was the early 1990s, and I was living on a small island in Shanghai, which was even isolated because back then there was no bridge, no internet. Physically, information-wise, the world on this island was even more detached from the outside. Outside Shanghai, outside China, and outside of the world. A big boy neighbor of mine was the proud owner of the first VHS tape player in our building. So his home, living room specifically, became the secret place where we were gathering and being based by American cultures through movies. At that time, American films and TV shows hadn't yet made their way into mainland China on a massive scale. But it's home that I watched iconic movies like Star Wars, Terminator.
I'll be back.
And of course, RoboCop, translated as Mechanical Police Officer in Chinese. As a side note, RoboCop was rated R. Those VHS tapes were our first glimpse into American movie culture. I remember the subtitles were in traditional Chinese characters, suggesting the tapes likely came from Hong Kong or Taiwan. It was at my neighbor's home that we watched those iconic movies like Star Wars, Terminator, and of course, RoboCop. As a side note, RoboCop was rated R, but we kids watched it anyway. I don't think it had any negative impact on me, either physically or mentally, or maybe there are some impacts that I'm not consciously aware of. Anyway, scenes from RoboCop I still remember vividly, like the Dead or Alive, You Are Coming With Me.
Drop it! Dead or Alive, You Are Coming With Me.
Cool robots don't look at explosions, and the other scenes from RoboCop remains unforgettable to this day, at the moment when the RoboCop calculates the exact location of the criminal's crotch and delivers a lethal blow without harming the hostage.
Your move.
It was fun and mind-blowing. I'm grateful for these experiences of watching these movies because they provided me with a shared memory that allowed me to connect with my American peers later in life. As I watch a documentary like The Movies That Made Us, I'm reminded of the cultural resonance these movies have had over the years. So in sum, I want to extend my gratitude to RoboCop and all other American movies bypassed into my life in China, not in an official way, because I was fortunate enough to experience those in 1990s. They played a significant role in shaping my understanding of movies, sci-fi, and bridge culture gaps. And for that, I will always be grateful.